This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome in and welcome back, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Cooper, and next to me, as always, is my co-host, RJ. And we're back for some more Liga MX action. Ready to get into it. We got one pick each for you guys. And ready to hit some winners and have some fun. How you doing, RJ?
I'm doing well, Cooper. I'm coming to you from Maine. I'm on vacation at the moment, but as I stated once, you know, the grind never stops. I do enjoy the time off and the reset, but looking forward to providing you guys with continuous content and hopefully a couple of winners here in a league that's been quite difficult to pick out to start the season, to say the least.
Yeah, appreciate you, making things happen while you're on vacation. I saw the view before we went live here. Beautiful. Beautiful view there on the coast. Hopefully you and your family are having a good time there and enjoying the food and the nature, the weather, the drinks, all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Regarding this league, we've had pretty good results. We had really good results with extra time. We had really good results with our Champions League show. Obviously, you know, up until this last week, we've been on a pretty big heater there. But Liga MX has been tough, just to be transparent. It's been a tricky league. You know, we've had spots where we felt like they were really good spots. You know, we get big CLV closing line value on our price from showtime to game time, you know, all the normal indicators that you typically feel good about. They don't win you bets, but we felt like we've been on the right side of a lot of these bets and we've just had some funky things happen. But like we said before the show, you can't handicap a league or a match worrying about red cards, worrying about VAR intervention. You just can't do it. You just have to keep your head down, do your homework, just find good spots like you always have. And eventually the tide will turn. You know, those breaks are not going to go against you the entire year. So, I hate to beat a dead horse. I really hate to even continue to talk about it because I'm sure our listeners are tired of hearing about that. But regardless, we're getting into it and we've got two plays for you. And if you want to kick us off, go ahead, RJ.
Yeah, we'll do, Coop. So first and only play this week is actually tonight. So recording this on a Thursday. And the play I'm going to be on is Atletico San Luis versus Pumas. I'm actually looking at an under here. Been trying to target overs, been trying to target side, but I really like to look at this under simply because, you know, Atletico San Luis are just in a bad way. They've only won once in their last 9 matches, and Pumas have only one win to start this new season. And both teams are just very poor form. They're bottom in terms of goals for. They're close to the bottom in terms of goals allowed. And, you know, I think San Luis took a hit when they parted ways with Jermaine Bertarame.
Yep.
They haven't really had anybody step up or anybody that could provide the goal scoring ability that they had with him. And, you know, they have had numerous signings that look pretty good on paper. And they've had some top promotions from the U20 squad, which I think they were hoping to pan out a little better.
Yep.
But I'm not seeing a lot in terms of goals here. So I'm on under 2.25 at -110. I think we have a very good chance to get at least a half a win here. But I have a hard time seeing 3 plus goals in this match.
Yeah, and I have to agree with you. I mean, they have had a really difficult time replacing Bertaram's production in the attack. And it's forced – I'm going to be careful about how I analyze this one because I'm on an over involving one of these teams for my place. But there are things to like about this. Atletico San Luis 100% has played more defensive this year. They made their run last year into the playoffs – on this big, like, open attacking, style. And that just hasn't been the same thing this year because they've kind of been forced, their hand has been forced in a way. They don't have the same attacking power, so they have played more defensive at home. And then this Pumas team, they've just been weird, man. I mean, they've got talent, obviously, but I do expect them to rotate here because they've got a big match at home this weekend against Santos Laguna that you would think that they would prioritize a home match over a road match as far as trying to get points. So I do think Pumas probably rotates here, which should help. I mean, both of these teams have been on the list of like inexplicable lack of motivation during games. Like we're, you know, on an over or we're like on a side or on a team total with these guys. And they just show up and play kick the can. I mean, they just show up and kick the ball around. So we're hoping for more of that here. That would be great. I think it makes a lot of sense for that to happen here because, like, you know, Pumas is going to rotate. They're on the road. Atlético San Luis has been playing like this the entire year, especially at home. I mean, I'm looking at several 0-0s in a row for Atlético San Luis at home, a couple of them this year at home. So this should be, like you said, I mean, this feels like probably a 1-0 either way, and maybe worst case 1-1. I wouldn't want to bag both teams to score here, but like you said, hopefully at worst a half cash with this one.
Yeah, and hopefully this is a match where we see a red card or two, right? Because that throws off the whole the whole match, and this is a situation where we wouldn't mind seeing that. But
canceled goal or two,
yeah. Maybe. Yeah, cancel goal, a little VAR intervention wouldn't be a bad thing. I know, like you said, though, Pumas is a team that you're waiting for them to break out to be in that form that they had, you know, a few months back and just not seeing it. So let's hope for a low-scoring game. I'll check the score later on tonight. I'm not going to follow the match, and hopefully it's a low-scoring affair.
Snoozer, yeah, hoping for a snoozer here. Fantastic. Well, I'll get into my play here. I'm also going to be targeting a match involving Pumas. We're going to the weekend here. This is a Sunday match, looking at Pumas back home here, should be rested. Like I said, I'm expecting them to rotate tonight. So they should have, you know, their big guns available for this one back home in Mexico City, hosting Santos Laguna. I'm going to take the over 2.5 at +100. So just like full disclosure here, this is not a trends play. If you like trends, just turn the show off and don't even listen to what I have to say, because you're not going to like this play at all. This is totally an analytics-based play. This is totally a gut play. Taking the over 2.5 at even money here. This is 0-5 in Pumas home matches up until last match when they got blanked by Club America 3-0. This is 1 out of 3 in Santos Laguna's away matches. So the trends are not in our favor for over 2.5 here at all. But the analytics are in a pretty big way. So Pumas is number 6 in expected goals at 1.6 expected goals, and Santos is number 5 at 1.66. You put those together, that's over 3.2 expected goals a match with these teams combined. And then Santos is really bad. They're number 2 in expected goals allowed. In particular, they're allowing 2.15 expected goals on the road. So for me, this is a gut play. This is like, look, positive goal regression is due. Pumas have to go for it at this point. They're tied for 16th out of 18th in the standings. They're going to be back home here. You've got to think that they have this match circled against a bad Santos Laguna defense. They've got to have the spot circled. Like, it's time to flip the switch. Like, it's time to make it happen. These guys have plenty of attacking power. You know, they've got Dineno, Del Preet, Salvio, all the Argentina guys in attack that are really talented players that just haven't done anything this year. So if these guys are going to do anything this year, to me, this is the spot that you know, kind of turn the season around and score some goals. And like I said, Santos Laguna, not bad in attack themselves. So I think they could potentially contribute as well, but this is a spot. This is a gut play. I think, like, these guys have the attacking prowess. It's got to happen at some point. So I think this is a good spot to get ahead of, you know, the positive goal regression that's due, and hopefully see some goals again. I like RJ's spot, and I do expect rotation from Pumas. I do expect hopefully a snoozer there tonight, but I just think this game on the weekend is going to be a different can of worms because you're going to be rested. You're going to be at home. And playing Santos at home is a lot different than going on the road to Atletico San Luis. It's a completely different tactical setup. So, yeah, this is what I'm on.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. I was looking at the at that match as well, but from a different perspective of they're playing tonight. They'll be playing with just a few days rest. Yeah. How's that gonna pan out for them? I hope to see some rotation, as you said, to benefit the under tonight and then the over the weekend, because I think if there is a match they turn it around, it's this match. They're going home. And they do have the firepower, as you said. But let's just hope that waits till the weekend and we go 2-0. But that's great insight, Cooper. Great analysis. And sometimes you go with the gut. Sometimes the gut tells you something and you can't sway from it.
Yeah, this is not a statistical play at all. And RJ has had a lot of success with stats. I mean, I know that's what you've based your most of your career on, and it's been a very successful one. So I didn't expect you to really salivate at this one when I started talking about it, but that's why this is a fun show. And this is a two-person show. So hopefully it works out well. Hopefully we get a snoozer tonight, and then rotation will be great. Like you said, if we get some Pumas rotation, that benefits both of us because that's a stronger lineup for me on the weekend. And then hopefully we get like a nice 0-0 tonight, no sweater on the under. But yeah, that's it for this week. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Like always, please hit the thumbs up. Please making sure that you're subscribed to the channel. Follow us on Because We Win on Twitter. And make sure you guys are also tuning in every week for our Champions League podcast. We've been on a really nice run there. I think we're like on an 8-3 run at the moment. Looking to keep that going next week with the next round of matches. But that's all I got. You got anything, RJ?
No, I just appreciate everybody with the continued support that they've shown, and hope everybody enjoys their weekends.
Absolutely, guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.